Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can I just talk to you a little bit about my dog? My dog is sick. No. Well, let's go back to what you were saying. My dog is important to me, but probably not that important to you. What were you saying again? I'm interested in you, too. Could you tell me about yourself as well? Do you think Episcopals are Christians? I think they were originally plumbers, you know, like in the Vatican. And then they kind of, I've heard, and I don't know if it's true, but I've heard they just kind of formed their own sect after some operation went wrong and they weren't welcome anymore. Have you heard that too? Maybe that's just the school I went to had a particular, never mind, I'm sorry. Back to what were you saying again, please?
I'm sorry. I have kind of an ooze at my ear that I kind of, and I had to wipe, and I have to use one of those cleansing wipes on
your call is
my
very
face,
important to
especially
us.
Below
please stay on the line and you'll be transferred
could you just
to the next
go back
available
and say
agent.
What you said? I kind of had my hand over my ear for part of what you were saying. I'm sorry. Do you have a dog? Have you ever had a dog? I just my dogs are right here next to me and they're so fun. And even the one that lost the leg is still a lot of fun. He has to be carried, but he can be just. He's so full of life and joy, and I just really I don't know if you have dogs. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's universal. I don't know. But a dog, and I think especially a disabled dog, is just so touching and poignant. I mean, do you ever feel like the world is really just made for you to notice things like, say, a three-legged dog or maybe a puppy that's just missing an ear? You know, not that they're not perfect in their own way, but I think that just the imperfection adds so much to our interaction. I'm sorry, what were you saying? Go ahead. I'm sorry, I just got distracted. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Could you hold that for just
your
a second?
Call is
I
very
just
important
heard the door
to
slam.
Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next
second.
Available agent.
Dad! Daryl ate Mom's necklace and he hasn't puked it up yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh, I'm so sorry. I kind of lost the thread. Could you start over or just say the last few words again?
Dad, should I take him to the vet or what?
Honey, I'm on the phone.
Dad, Daryl doesn't think...
Honey, what?
Daryl's
I'm on the phone.
Now. He's... Yeah, but I know, but this is important, man.
Honey, could you... Okay, what is it quickly?
I told you, Daryl ate Mom's necklace.
Okay, look, can you just talk to Mom and hang on to it? Just have her figure it out, okay, please? Just, I'm on the phone, okay?
Fine, okay, fine.
I'm so sorry. Could you say that again, please? I just missed the last few words you said. Just start again, please.
Is your sister taller than you? I mean, my sister is a little taller than me, but I'm sorry, she's really pretty ugly, so it doesn't really matter. You know, she's got a lot of demerits as well, but I always kind of felt inferior just because, I'm a guy.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line
and
you'll be transferred to the next available
agent. She was
always
taller than me, and people thought that, that she was older, and she's like 5 years younger, but still taller. And, it kind of made me feel insecure for a while. I got over it. What were you saying again? I'm sorry. I thought my uncle was my aunt for the longest time. And it wasn't just the way he dressed, He kind of had a look and a feel that it really, he really made it work for him, A lot of people didn't even get it. I'm sorry, that's not interesting. What were you saying?
Gosh, I just cannot get used to these skin grafts. I'm not sure if it's because it's, frankly, I don't know if they used my own skin because I didn't really, I didn't have the insurance. I didn't want to pay full price. I'm not sure they were fully trained. They seemed good. And I think their facilities, they look pretty professional, I think. And I think they did a decent job, but it's weird that it just didn't feel exactly right. One time I actually thought I could feel that it was someone else's skin, that it was like, not like I could tell the
your
name
call
of the
is
person
very important
the identity,
to us. Please stay
but
on the
I could
line
tell,
and you'll be transferred to the next
something.
Available agent.
Do you know that feeling where you just kind of, there's a certain ineffable, I don't know, it just felt like, I felt like it was maybe my uncle's elbow skin, where it gets rough right behind the elbow. And it's like, I think it's an old age thing. And I don't think they would necessarily use an old person's skin on me. I was only 7. I don't think, it's not like it's going to come off. It doesn't ever feel loose or anything. But it just, and it's not like it's unnatural. It just feels, I don't know. I think if it is my uncle's skin, I think it was happier with him, frankly. I don't, like, it's not trying to get away or anything. It's not like it's peeling up and trying to walk off. I don't want to be weird. But it's just, I'm sorry. Could you go back to what you were saying? I missed a little bit of it. I'm sorry, I got distracted there. Hi, are you online? Oh, gosh. Hang on, I'm sorry. Gosh, it's so weird. I had one of my smell memories.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line. Like, you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Overpowering. Like, I was following what you were saying. I don't know what it was that you said. But, you know, ever since the accident, you know, I just have had these, and they just come over me. And I'm completely transported back
Goodbye.
To a time when I...